Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
We've had technical difficulties.
Oh yeah.
There was a buzz in the room and it wasn't us.
We're buzzing now though.
Come on, Joe. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Wonderful day.
Wherever you're listening, thank you for choosing the Sloppy Joes podcast. Mm. Whatever this episode may be. Because well, I have no fucking clue what this episode
You've lost your head. Ethan's lost his head.
No, I lost her head. It's just like, it's just, I just want to, we want to give back, don't we? Mm. And it's just like, oh, we're not giving. We're not givers this Christmas.
We are.
I'm always a giver this Christmas.
We've got loads coming up. We've got the 9 out of 10 club coming up.
What have we got?
9 out of 10. We've got everything. We've got everything they could ever want. We've got Patreon exclusives coming out.
What's up Breaking Joes, what's going on?
Just been chilling out, mate.
Been dead up. Are you all right, Ethan?
Yeah, I'm still sorry if you're listening. The audio is terrible because I'm making do with a different device than usual, so I can't really hear it. So... yes, I'm over the moon. Delighted
we're
to be
very,
here.
We're transparent with our listeners, and we should be. Not every day's great.
No.
And I think that really...
I feel great.
You feel great, because you probably had a good lie-in this morning.
No, not really.
What did you do this morning?
Woke up, had a bit of a cry, had a nice chat, did a run, went for a 5K.
Nice.
That was good. Then came here. The 5K was great. It was really good.
Why? Why was it so good?
Just because I did it slower than I normally do. Normally I go out and I run and I think I need to prove to everyone I can beat sort of marathon pace.
Yeah.
And then I end up being sick after about 2.5 miles. But this one, I just thought I'm just going to go a bit faster than walking.
Do you listen to anything when you run?
I was listening to a podcast this time.
What was it? Does it sound as fucking depressing as this?
Why
one?
Is it? Why are we so depressed? Look
imagine
at this.
People running look to at, the soundtrack.
I'm ill as well. Look, my voice sounds horrible.
We're all fucking ill.
Yeah.
We're all ill. I'm ill.
But you're just not masking it very well, are you? That's the problem.
I've just been up today. Met a guy who dressed as Santa Claus and did CPR on an 80-year-old man. Brought him back to life. And when the guy came back to life, the 80-year-old man went, ouch. And then couldn't believe that Santa was bringing him back to life. So I've been doing that all morning. And here I am with Ethan. So it just feels like the Christmas blues before Christmas even here.
Are you ready for Christmas? Because last time we sat here, you
Monday,
weren't ready at all.
Put the tree up.
Yeah.
Well, that was good. The tree's nice. We've got a proper tree.
Let's have a look, then. You slag my tree off. Let me see yours.
I'm not taking any pictures of it.
Oh, yeah, really?
I'm not taking
you went towards your phone, then, to get a picture? Because there's definitely a picture of that tree.
No, there's definitely not. I thought I did, but my phone was playing up, so I actually didn't. And that's not me taking the piss, either. Have I got any of the tree? No, I've got a really cute one of my dog looking at Becky's shepherd's pie, and that's not a euphemism. Look how cute that looks. Add that in.
Oh, that is nice.
It's cute, isn't it?
Quite fancy spoons, those.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Who are you?
I robbed a lot of spoons at my... I robbed loads of cutlery once when my dad and my mum's 50th.
Where from?
Wherever we had it. I think it was a pub, and I just... in the night.
And that's
thought,
what they are?
Yeah, I've kept them ever since. Great fun.
Really?
It is good fun,
that's
isn't
bad
it?
Though, isn't it?
Do you like I feel Steve? Sorry now. I was only 16 when that happened, but it's travelled, yeah. I've kept them.
Who's 50th?
My mum's. Oh, no, maybe I was maybe I was 20 then.
Yeah.
Because mum's, what, 56? I'm 27, so 21. I was old enough to understand
what
I was doing.
To not
but I wasn't really in the hospitality industry then. I didn't really know how much a fork cost.
Yeah, now, obviously, you're in...
I would have took half as much.
You still would have robbed some.
Still would have robbed some.
Yeah.
Ethan, obviously, it's a special week for you this week. Mm. You've got time off.
Yep.
But here you are with us.
Yep. It's a delight.
Are we recording? Did you press record on the Zoom?
We're recording on the Zoom. I can't really hear any of the audio levels at all, so I've no idea how
that shouldn't be
sound.
The case. You should be able to hear us.
Well, It's coming through on the thing, like the numbers are coming up, but I can't hear myself.
As long as that's the case, we
should be fine.
We
should. How are you doing up until this technical nightmare that you've had to just deal
with? Oh well, had a lovely day yesterday. Went to go pick up Manisha from the airport, so going to spend the week with her. And obviously,
from the airport.
The airport. Where
she flew here from Kent.
No, she got the bus here because of the train strikes.
So Wait, so
where's the airport going
so why
from?
Were you at the airport then?
Well, she got the bus to the airport. It was an 8-hour right. bus. 8 hours.
Did you pick her up in your Mini?
No, I don't have the Mini yet, so I had to get a taxi in the end. So it was about a 40 quid round trip to the airport.
Did you not think about just getting to the airport?
Was there no bus that got into Manchester Piccadilly?
I don't know. I didn't.
You didn't really look or care, did you? Leave that to someone who doesn't know Manchester whatsoever. Well, leave that to Manisha, and then you can just sort of complain about having to pay for the taxi. Is that what you thought the thinking process was?
It's fucking massive, the airport.
So it is big, innit? What, huge. Three terminals?
The taxi didn't cost money going round the airport. It was getting there that cost the money.
Well, yeah, but I also didn't know. Like, I'm not very good at, like, navigating myself around this whole massive airport. So I didn't really fancy getting the tram in, because I thought, where the hell does that take you?
I was going to say,
the
there
airport?
Is also a tram that goes from the airport to your house, because I've got that tram before.
Yeah. That costs less than 40 quid.
Yeah. So you're whinging about this taxi.
Poor Manisha. When
making Manisha feel guilty, because you spent 40 quid of your own money.
Who's in the room today, by
Who's
the way?
Here, by the way? Hi, Manisha. Anything, you don't have to come on camera,
we'll wave.
We'll wave to
we'll
her.
We'll say anything, we'll wave.
So you're making her feel guilty about spending 40 quid on taxis, but that was very avoidable.
Well, after the live show, obviously I'm bawling now. So
oh, he's bawling! What did you nick from the live show, Joe? Because presumably you nicked something from there.
No, but I feel like the live show, we bought so many props for the live show and none of them came with us.
We binned everything.
Yeah, but I don't think we even binned it properly.
Think people nicked it?
No, it's like I don't know where we put it.
Up. I think I left a few pies in a dressing room.
Yeah.
Ethan's there's some box of Stroop Waffles still at that venue.
Is there?
Ethan's little Tonka car that ended up in the back.
In the bin,
we just booted near the wall, didn't we?
In the bin, booted in the bin. Ethan, what's on your sort of itinerary then for the week that you got off?
Well, I was wondering, Drew, if you wanted to go to Buddy Jackson's with us later, but I feel because of the delay of this podcast, you might be striking that off.
Yeah, I've got to go home now. I've got my quiz later on today.
Oh, well, I'm going to a pub quiz myself later on today.
But not mine?
Well, it's...
Surely you're not going to a quiz that's not Joe's.
Why wouldn't you come to my one?
Where is your...
Where's your one?
The Grafton Arms. I haven't been in a long time.
Where's Mind that? You? Where is that? What part of town is that?
It's next to the hospital. It's just like a mad pub with some mad characters in there, and I haven't been in a while. And I just miss some of the people in there. And I love the quiz. Best quiz, best pub quiz there is.
No, there was no. That's not true, is it? That's not true, is it, Ethan? Is it? My pub quiz is pretty good.
This one's quite interactive, so like you can like you do it on your phone and that, and like it's like a big projector, and like you get to see like the live league table, and when you like jump up and down. I know you probably wouldn't have that kind of tech.
No, because it's boring, that, isn't it? Live league table. Just fucking write a pen and paper.
So he's going to a pub quiz tonight.
And it's not yours. Can I also bring something up?
Go on.
You fuckers.
Oh, shit.
Twice I invited you to a New Year's Eve party and none of you responded.
I wanted to talk
You're
about this on
You're probably cooking a chilli or something. And also, as well, in your build-up to why you can't do anything, you've let slip that you're cooking Sunday dinner or whatever for your mates. Me and Ethan still never been invited around to anything you've ever done. So all I'm saying is I'm a giver. You take, but then none of you responded. Twice I invited
So the New Year's Eve.
And you, Ethan. Did you tell Manisha I invited her?
I didn't see this message.
Twice I've sent it.
Yeah, he did send it twice. I saw it both times. Excuse me, my voice is breaking because I'm a bit nervous. But here's what I'll say is...
It's not a good podcast today.
It's not just up to me whether I come to that.
Why?
Well, because I've got other people to think about as well, haven't I?
Who?
Lizzie. I'd love to come to yours for New Year's Eve, but I can't because I'm in Dublin for New Year's Eve. And that's already planned.
You're back?
No, we're going over on the 30th, Stretford Pallet Live. And then we've booked two nights in a hotel. We're staying there till the 2nd. So I should have replied, but unfortunately, I can't
What's your excuse, Ethan?
Sorry, what was the question there? I was too busy doing the audio.
This much fiddling constantly silly throughout the audio. The audio is going to be all over the place, isn't it?
Seemingly, like when one of you look away or whatever, the audio when you start talking, the audio drops significantly. So I have to keep pushing up and down and all that.
What are you doing on New Year's Eve, Ethan?
New Year's Eve. I don't have a clue. Don't have any plans. Could come and see you, Drew McGrath. Therefore,
no, I don't like the word could. So you're not. You're
well.
Off
what's
the thing you got to remember about Joe is he is quite sensitive.
I am a sensitive person. Yeah. But Christmas plans as well, Ethan. We haven't been invited to anything Joe's doing.
What do you think I'm doing?
You said you cooked a Christmas dinner for your friends.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I'm not cooking
you
Christmas
got your list
dinner.
Up and went Friday Christmas dinner for me.
No.
Oh!
Tomorrow, actually, I've got a call.
Ethan. What's up?
Tomorrow.
You speak too loud, Ethan.
Tomorrow, Christmas dinner. I'm not cooking it. It's at Lizzie's friend's house. So not my place to invite anyone. Friday, my mates come around for dinner. It's not a Christmas dinner. It's not like a Christmas thing.
Right.
You just come around.
Did you invite your mate to yours?
He sort of brought it up and we were like, he was like, oh, we should do something for Christmas. And then was like, whose house should we do it at? We decided to do it at ours. Oh, wow. But it's not like...
But you can host stuff, can you?
Of course. You're invited around all the time.
No, you say that. We never did. In the summer, you're like, come for a barbecue one day. That invite never came.
Oh, well, it did.
And now Christmas is coming. We've not... Your door's slammed shut. We're not allowed in.
I've invited you to the Alex multiple times and you've not come.
No, when was the last time you went to the Alex pub?
About 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Right, I invited you.
No, you didn't.
I did, and you couldn't go.
Why was that?
You're upset today, aren't you?
I'm upset today. I was supposed to. This is the Christmas mood. Merry, nothing says Merry Christmas like that tree there.
Is that how
what
you
is
feel?
That tree?
It's a twig with some bits on it. Don't worry about that. How can we get you into ready for Christmas? Because that's all I want. All I want for Christmas is you to feel better.
Tinseled helps. Ethan?
We ain't got any tinsel. We got some tissue.
What would you do with that?
Just wrap it around you, like a sort of Christmas mummy.
Do you think the mummy celebrated Christmas, Ethan?
No, your mummy certainly does.
Dear me. He sat next to his girlfriend.
That was very odd, that.
Yeah, that.
Manish, how do you feel about that, Ethan?
She's giggling along, but she's not
giggling.
Happy.
Yeah, she'll be having words with you.
Here's what I want to say. I think you're highlighting something very important about Christmas. Because really, we're all expected to be in the Christmas mood, the Christmas special, the Christmas holiday, the Christmas this, the Christmas that, the Christmas dinner. When really, it's just another time of the year to feel let down, isn't it? And that's what it mostly is. The gifts are shit. It makes you realise the people who are around you don't really know you, don't really love you, don't really pay attention to the things you're interested in. You don't get invited to the things you want to. Everything's so built up. The Christmas party is the worst one of the year because
it's
raining.
No, Christmas is class. Christmas is class. Or, well, it used to be class. And now
what
I'm
are you doing for Christmas?
Adulty.
What are you doing
and
for Christmas?
Like, oh, there's like fucking bills and stuff to pay. It's like, why can't I just... be a kid again, circle stuff in an Argos catalogue, eat celebration boxes for breakfast.
That was good. Talk me through your Christmas day growing up. That's what I want to hear.
Yes.
So this is you wake
Merry
up.
Christmas, everyone.
You wake up.
Wake
what's
up
the first thing
dead
on the
early
menu?
Because obviously the excitement's been built.
So what time are you waking up? And who's
Santa's
in the house?
Santa's been. There's just me, my sister, and mum and dad. Santa's been already, so that's happy days.
Happy days.
I think
from
he's been.
Like, Santa's been.
Oh, no,
happy
that's the
happy
thing.
Days.
We don't know if Santa's been yet, so me and my sister would sit at the top of the stairs and mum would check if Santa's been.
Sorry to interrupt. So the stocking, is that downstairs?
We don't need stockings.
No stocking.
No.
Ethan, thoughts on no stocking?
What are stockings?
I've always loved a pair of stockings myself.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Answer the question.
What's your mum's stockings?
I was actually referencing... your mum's stockings.
Oh, no, we can't. We can't do this.
So, what's your Christmas routine, Ethan? What time are you waking up?
Well, I used to, like, on the night time, used to go out and, like, put out the magic dust for the reindeer to find the house. Then we used to...
Wait, what?
Cocaine?
Yeah, because obviously now you know Santa isn't real. Was someone in your house addicted to cocaine?
Did it come in little bags?
Put out the magic dust for Santa. There it is. Just a big gram of coke on the table.
High as a kite on Christmas Eve.
Give me one of them mince pies.
What, Ethan been up all night? They went Cockney as well, which is weird, isn't it? Put the joke dust.
Leave out a carrot, a mince pie, and a lovely bag of coke.
I've got a couple of film ideas I've never told anyone.
No,
what magic dust?
So it's like sparkly dust to help the reindeer find the house.
Oh, but do you know what? Obviously, it's all bullshit. But if you were a reindeer, how patronising is that? For millennia, you've been finding every fucking kid in the world. And then now it takes little gobby Ethan to leave some sparkly dust out like we wouldn't have found it anyway. Dasher and Dancer are fuming when they see that. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Patronising.
So you sprinkle magic dust, all goes well. Mum will be on the floor, hoovering it up. And then what would happen?
And then We'd go to the laptop and we'd go in the Santa tracker to see where Santa is.
So fucking hell, what are you talking?
Right, let's get to HQ. What's let's track this bad boy
Santa
down.
Santa tracker.
Where is
I'm
he?
I'm for you at this point. Just, that
going,
sounds...
just going past Wellington, New Zealand.
Well, this is exactly that's Drew's making fun, but that's exactly it. So you like you sit and you see Santa flying over the globe, and it tells you like what country he's in, what continent he's in, and you can get all ready to go to bed. So you can
what world he's in.
Yeah.
So then you wake up in the morning. What time are you waking up?
Oh, I'd get up quite early, maybe like 9 o'clock.
What?
It's quite late, that.
Well, actually, what usually happens...
No, what? Is that
I
joke?
But I thought early seven, innit?
Early for a kid is 5 a.m.
Well, what would usually happen is like my mum would go out like to be grand's to see...
to give her some magic dust.
See my cousins and that, like little cousins, but I would never go, so I wouldn't see anyone usually until about 12 p.m.
Is this a joke?
No, I'd get up about 9 and I wouldn't see anyone for about 3 hours.
Ethan.
You used to be home alone for 3 hours.
Are you Kevin McAllister? Is this serious?
Yeah, yeah.
So you wake up on Christmas morning at 9, which is already 2 to 3 hours later than every other kid in the world.
I'm up well early. I'm 7.
Yeah, I'm up at 7 a.m., 6:30.
Easy.
Yeah. Oh, it used to be. And then the house is empty until midday.
Yeah, so I just wander around the house and that until like...
This isn't real. Are you messing?
No, I just wondering.
This is the saddest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
So your mum would leave you on Christmas morning?
So, well, just to go see, like, because I wouldn't be up early enough to go see, like, the kids opening the presents, the cousins, so I would just get up around 9, 10.
Wait, how old are you?
Just, like, this is, like, maybe 13, 14 or something,
this
I don't
is
know.
The saddest
it's
thing
still quite young, no, though, isn't it? I thought you meant no, 7 or 8.
Oh, sorry, maybe 11, 13, 14.
11. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. Your Christmas is awful. Awful.
Sad, isn't it, Ethan? Are you okay?
You ain't got any brothers or sisters either. You're literally in a cold, empty house all morning on Christmas morning. Like looking through the window, seeing the kids across the way all hugging their mum and dad.
It's like a
their
film,
isn't
it?
Like, she'll be home soon, I hope. That is awful.
I'd get lots of presents and that though. So like Christmas lunch is class.
Yeah. Wait a sec. You think Christmas dinner is a present?
Well, one Christmas we just had steak.
See, this feels... the viewer, I bet this feels wild. Like this is set up. This is all happening
one
live.
One Christmas she had steak in, like, with what?
Like steak and chips and that.
Really? Steak and chips for Christmas?
Who is your mum?
This fucking is mental.
Jim Davidson. Just, what is going on?
Just thought it was a bit...
Sam Allardyce. Who's your mum?
Boy, yeah.
Steak and chips for Christmas.
Where'd you like it?
So first of all, your presents. You said the Christmas dinner was like your main present. Is that right?
No. Sorry. I'd get like some like proper
your mum's stuff in.
What kind of stuff would you get for Christmas?
Say that again, Drew.
What kind of stuff would you get for Christmas?
My best ever present.
That's not what I've asked, but that's what you want to answer.
A good producer would skip to the correct... He knows what he's about to say.
Yeah. Go on, Ethan. What's your best ever present?
All right, I'm just trying to have a think. Once got... trying to think. When I was a kid, I got a massive Dalek. That was class. Oh, yeah. That would like drive around in that.
Could you get inside it?
You drove around in your Dalek?
No, it's just like... Just like remote control and that.
Oh, I thought it was like one of those mobility scooters.
Yeah.
And you saw Ethan just get
Davros
that.
Inside.
Yeah, that'd be unbelievable.
Have you got any stocking behaviour?
Oh, no, we've never done stocking.
Stocking's for me. Stocking's for a bit like, odd, aren't they?
You're sat on the top of the stairs, 7:30 a.m. You and your sister, mum and dad, go check if Santa's been.
Roll down it.
What?
Just to roll down the stairs, you get that excited.
Yeah.
Practically roll.
Roll down.
Santa's been. And then you got presents on the underneath the tree or on the you just crack on, find your own, open them. Happy days, mate.
Yeah,
it's nice, isn't it?
And no stocking.
I don't get
why are you not doing stocking?
Stocking
for me. The stocking was the best bit of Christmas.
What do you mean?
Because here's what happened.
Just a big sock.
Here's how you instill magic in a household. All right. None of this has Santa been. We wake up Christmas morning. There is a stocking at the foot of the bed already. Someone's come in and done it. Santa's been in the room.
Right.
That's how you instill magic. The first thing you wake up to, stocking at the end of the bed, full. That's your Terry's chocolate orange.
Big pressure on Mandarin. The person putting the stocking there, isn't it?
Not once were they caught by anyone.
Really?
Unbelievable footsteps. And my mum's got a bad back, so you know how that must have been. Next up, in there, that's just sort of your little gifts, maybe like a little plastic slingshot, maybe some face masks for my sisters, maybe a sort of, you know, a bouncy ball or one of the things you stick to the wall, it goes splat, that kind of thing. You grab your stocking, go into Ellen and Hannah's room, wake them up, sit, we all sit on the bed, like the fucking kids from Peter Pan, Wendy and Peter and all them losers, sat there, going through the stocking, what have you got, what have you got? Phenomenal. Then you go in and wake mum and dad up. I got sent in because I was a favourite.
What time is this?
This is now about 7:30, because we've taken our time through the stocking.
Ethan's just fast asleep at his house still.
Ethan's still asleep. Ethan's mum's giving gifts to other people.
Partying still. Off her fucking head.
She's back here. What? She's still in 42.
Is no one picking up?
Back to mine for some special dust that Ethan sprinkled on the mirror on the table.
I wouldn't eat anything on Christmas Day. She wasn't hungry for ages. She'd get up on the 30th going, fucking hell, I'm starving now.
Then we go downstairs. There's a row of Coca-Cola
bottles. Hey! Ethan's mum's been. Whoa! I should get down the chimney.
There's a row of Coca-Cola bottles with a ribbon tied around each one.
You got a Coca-Cola for Christmas?
Yeah, that's just to start things.
Straight away when you get up on Christmas Day, you have a bottle of Coke.
No, but that's just there to sort of adorn the table. Okay. Right? Okay. Then Dad, who is just too slow for everything.
Yes.
He's putting the tape in the tape recorder. No one go in yet. My mum's like, why didn't you charge the batteries last night?
Just a second,
it's on charge now. That kind of thing. Then you get in there and it is just a fucking free-for-all. Paper everywhere. Whose is that? Mine, I've opened one of yours. Fuck off. All that. It was the best. The best. Christmas dinner is burned, as we've already established.
Oh, Christmas dinner was bad in our house.
Christmas dinner was burned every year. Delicious.
We get boozy.
Do you?
Oh, man, we can have our first beer about 11. Next thing you know, once we forgot about Christmas dinner, we were that pissed. All of us. We were so pissed. And that's a lot of us.
Just ordered a kebab instead.
Wait, Christmas dinner was there ready. Chaos. So Christmas dinner was ready, but we were boozing, and then someone got the Irish tunes out, and everyone was singing and top of tables. And then
Saw Doctors.
We were like Saw Doctors, and I was then spinning some Manchester tunes. It was great fun, singing dead loud. And then we were gonna say, "Oh, should we eat now?" And this is about 6 p.m.
Fucking hell.
But we're absolutely steaming, and Mum gets the prawn cocktail out.
Does she?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
What did your dad make of that? Not in public.
What a day that was. Prawn cocktails out. She's bought all these jars of, no, the pots of prawn cocktail.
Yeah.
Right, she just lines them all up like that. She's bought loads, too many. You only buy too much, don't you?
Yeah.
Undoing the fucking lids, boom, like that. She's getting them all ready. We're pissed. And then she goes to plate up. Boop. She's just bought the sauce. There's no prawns. It's just fucking prawn cocktail sauce. So we all have to
It's just soup.
It's just soup. We just got prawn cocktail soup. Like that.
You ate it. You didn't eat it.
Christmas. Of course you fucking did.
So you ate just cocktail?
Just dip a bit of bread in there. Yeah, just the cocktail. No prawns to be seen.
I mean, to be fair, you're already boozing, so an extra cocktail.
No prawns to be seen. Dead upsetting, but we cracked on, and then we just got absolutely leathered and just partied to dad. That's the day probably one of the worst angers of my life was Boxing Day that year.
Mm.
I thought it was all over.
Did you?
Yeah.
The mental block I had,
I couldn't see to the 27th.
Really? We're not making
not
it
in a bad
year.
Way. It's in like, I yeah, thought just I'm like, going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, not because you couldn't possibly make it. I've drank with you a few times, obviously. And when you're going for it...
Is that why you don't invite me to places?
No.
Come on, be honest now. Okay. Is that why you don't want to go to New Year's Eve with me? Because you know...
No, New Year's Eve...
a big one.
Here's the thing. New Year's Eve is a write-off. Unless you want to come to Dublin...
Been there.
Right?
Great crack.
Then I can't do anything. I'm in a different country. Do you know what I mean? I'm still in the Eurozone for New Year's Eve. I can't do anything about that. The other occasions, I've invited you to the pub. We've been out to the pub.
Yeah.
We went out drinking the other week. You went home early.
When was that?
After the live show.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one, that, wasn't it? Yeah. That was just a big day in general.
Yeah, it was a big day. But
just me and you kicking a chill.
I know, we need to do that more.
Just invite me more.
Oh, is that what this is about?
No, maybe it's what it's about. I just feel like you don't like the way that I just get pissed.
No, I love the way you get pissed. Do you feel like I don't...
I feel like you could, you know, I mean, I feel like we could all spend time together.
Oh.
Right, Ethan. Ethan can bring his mum down. We know what she's up to.
And that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it, Ethan?
Getting coked up and drunk.
No. What are you talking about?
Magic dust.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
God knows what the magic dust
so
is.
So what was the Christmas dinner like in your house then, when you just steak and chips?
No, that was just 1 year. But no, it used to be class, my stepdad's a cracking cook, as I said on the live show. He loved that little reference. Just, you know, like pork, belly pork and bit of beef. We never have turkey shite.
It's not the best, is it, turkey? I understand it, but I do like it there.
Yeah, but it makes sense as to why we use the bird as it is. Because a chicken's not big enough for 9 people, is
true.
It? Whereas a turkey, you can have a table of 10, eat as much meat as they want, and there's still stuff for leftovers.
Yeah, it
makes sense. It's your classic bulk buy, isn't it?
It's
your bulk bird.
Last Christmas was gutting because I got COVID on the 22nd of December. And means we were inside, just me and Becky. We had a great time, but it was upsetting not seeing family and friends.
Yeah.
Becky said, I'll do the food. No, I'll do the food, as in me, Joe will do the food. Becky will do the drinks for the day.
Yeah.
Which is great. Anyway.
So it's just you two?
Just me two. Me two. Us two. And we're cracking on. Food's good. Food was looking good. But by midday, the boo starts to get ready.
At this point, presumably you'd already had your cocktail.
Yeah.
You'd already had your little sort of ketchup and mayo soup.
Becky comes to me and she says that I've got this cocktail called the Grinch, right? Which was, I think, in some respects, a drop of Prosecco, a drop of gin, a little bit of lime juice to make it green, and then lemonade, okay?
Right.
So at 12 o'clock, she makes one of them. And I start double parking, so I've got one of them at a Magnus.
So say again, it's gin. None of those ingredients are green, by the way.
The lime juice.
Lime juice is lime cordial.
Lime cordial, yeah.
So gin, Prosecco, lime cordial, lemonade.
A lemonade, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Right, so as the day progresses and I get not upset, because I loved being with Becky, but you know, there's families around there having a good time and I'm here.
You're looking through the window like Ethan at 11:30
a.m. This is like the fourth day stuck inside being in isolation. It does your head in. I start double parking Magnus and the Grinch. Magnus and the Grinch. Then Becky says, I take things into my own hands.
Oh, no.
And her Grinch cocktail that she made so wonderfully well and was delicious, I made, which she described as a double shot of gin, a little bit of lime juice, topped up with Prosecco.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
She's,
this isn't the Grinch anymore, is
this
it?
This isn't the Grinch. This went evil, Knievel. Yeah. Apparently, 6 o'clock, the food was delicious, by the way.
You know you pissed when you start the sentence with apparently.
Apparently.
Because that means you weren't there anymore.
Yeah.
I was completely off my trolley. You were compostable at that point.
So hopefully, I'll have a better Christmas this year. Oh, I enjoyed it. Me and Becky had a great time. We got the Taskmaster book out.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing tasks all around the house. It was great fun. But then she said I just went vacant after 7.
Really? It's gone. I've seen you when you get in that mode.
It's great fun.
Yeah, it's great fun.
Can you do 9 out of 10 club whilst I top up my parking?
Absolutely. Right, so the 9 out of 10 club, where every week we bring something to the table that we believe is 9 out of 10, food-wise, food and drink. This week it's my turn, and I was thinking a few weeks ago, are we going to run out of stuff for the 9 out of 10 club? Because there's only a finite number of foods and drinks. And eventually we'll run out of things that we all deem to be 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
And obviously that may happen one day and there's a plan in place for when it does. But then I was thinking, hang on a sec, there's loads of stuff that is sensational that we still haven't put in.
Okay.
And I thought, we're going all this way with kimchi, with super noodles, with, you know, calypso, whatever it is that Ethan brings in. And I thought, let's just strip this back to basics. Mm-hmm. Let's just get in some of the things that are truly the greatest food and drinks on earth. Okay. I'm bringing something in today that I don't think is just 9 out of 10. I think it's 10 out of 10. For me, part of my life, it may be the most consistent, enjoyable thing in my life. Not even just food and drink, just anywhere.
Right.
And I can't believe no one's brought it in before.
You're right, Ethan.
I'm bringing in to the 9 out of 10 club, very simple, coffee.
Oh, gosh.
Specifically, a flat white. Now, how on earth are you upset by that? I've brought 4 if Manisha wants one as well. I'll bring you yours, Ethan.
Thanks,
Drew. Talk to me about flat white. What's up with you?
Fucking coffee. Throughout this whole recording, I honestly thought it was hot chocolate. Like a festive hot chocolate.
Chocolate's shit.
Hot chocolate's not shit.
It is.
So in front of us, for the audio listeners, we've all got a small flat light, which has seen better days.
Yeah, it's been sat around for 30 minutes, so.
Not an hour and 15.
Yeah.
Oh, that sip.
It's so good though, isn't it?
Coffee's nice, yeah.
What is the knock here? You brought in fucking tin tomato soup by Heinz, and I bring in something that we all drink every day. Ethan slightly less so, but I know you drink multiple coffees
a day. I like coffee.
You don't.
I like coffee.
So you.
No. Right, I'm ready for Ethan. Ethan James, what are you thinking?
I think just turn my audio up a little bit more. I think it's crap. I hate it. I don't like it at all.
You what?
It's crap. It tastes horrible.
How is it crap and it tastes horrible?
I don't even think it gets into the 3 out of 10 club.
Oh, no, that's bad, that Ethan. Ethan, talk to me. You don't like hot drinks at all, do you? What hot drinks would you like?
It's not hot.
Yeah, that's your fucking fault because you can't plug a fucking mic in. That's why. So pretend it was hot. Pretend you're competent and the drink is hot. But in a world where it isn't, keep talking.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's just...
Oh, he needs a second sip.
It's crap. I'd prefer a hot chocolate.
I honestly thought hot chocolate would have...
But this isn't the what-would-we-prefer club, is it?
Joe, do you know what I mean? You've got to play the crowd here.
I'm not playing the crowd. If we're not putting coffee in, I don't know what the fuck the 9 out of 10 club is.
You've gone quite specific. With the flat white.
Well, what, coffee and milk? What a radical combination.
Would you not have gone for the cappuccino?
To quote Larry David, who'd have thought coffee and milk? What a sensational idea.
Yeah, I know.
That's not specific. That's as generic as it gets.
You've really let the side down here.
Right, okay.
That's why I
should have just brought something shit in that no one likes like you normally do.
That's
instead.
What I'm...
I brought something in that you literally drink multiple of a day. You're just letting me turn on me instead?
Just a necessity, innit?
Right.
Did water get in?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it did.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. In the live show, it got put in.
Yeah, great.
And also, you brought water in.
That's what I mean.
What?
Oh, I don't know what I mean.
Right.
Coffee's good, don't get me wrong. I like coffee, but
right,
it's not in,
is it? Okay, it's not in. All right.
Yeah, if it was the 3 out of 10 club, Drew, I think you're balling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We could put it in there with you, couldn't we?
But, which is good because I've brought in a plan B.
Great.
Not the rapper.
Is he still going?
I brought in something we could all try to see if it is in the 9 out of 10 club. Ethan, what do you think I've got?
Oh, a mince pie.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's see. If the Dairylea Dunkers are in the 9 out of 10 club...
You fucking better be, otherwise Ethan's in trouble.
You fucking better be, Ethan. Your integrity is on the line.
This is where we see Ethan James lie about the quality of the Dairylea Dunkers.
But I can only find 3 in my bag, so
apologies about
that. Because
you ate one on the way in.
No. Me and Joe will share one. Yeah. Ethan James, let me bring these over. It's for Manisha as well. Got
right. Dairylea Dunker.
There you go, Manisha, happy birthday.
There you go, Ethan. It's giving out birthday presents as well. Thank you. 98 calories per tub, which is pretty low, but then you don't get that much, do you? To be fair...
last week's episode, this is what Ethan bought Manisha for her birthday.
Mm. And can I just say, it went down an absolute treat. It was the first present that was opened. I bought the jumbo ones.
Wow.
And she just couldn't believe her luck. I've never seen her cry before.
First of all, that's not true.
Yeah.
Didn't you meet on Tinder?
When she saw
you. When she walked into the bar and you were sat there, she fucking wiped a tear away.
Yeah.
Thanks, Drew.
Right.
Hey, Joe's
I'll get loaded
for
up and you can go first.
These ones are much better than the breadstick ones, aren't they?
Yeah. The tubes. Dairylea Dunker.
Not bad, you know.
They are nice. What do you think? What do you actually think, Jimmy? Because obviously, you weren't buying them saying they were amazing. You bought them because Manisha likes them.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I've had a Dairylea Dunker, to be honest with you.
Did you try before you buy the other day?
No, I just you know, they're fucking massive, so that's what enticed me. They're really good. It's better than coffee, isn't it?
It's good.
If you honestly think...
It's a good point.
You're
going to
wind me up by saying that Dairylea Dunkers are better than coffee.
You've got another thing coming because that is. Well, the that's most why obviously
the Dairylea Dunker industry is much bigger than the coffee. It's,
yeah, famously. Isn't it great when you go to a Dairylea Dunker stand in the middle of a busy high street? I've got instant Dairylea Dunkers through there, but they're not as good as the proper ones, are they? Just put a little like Dairylea Dunker powder and then you pour hot cheese on top.
Even James, a Dairylea Dunkers, 9 out of 10.
Well, I think I just, with someone sat behind me probably glaring at me right now, I'm going to have to say yes.
No, you can't. You talk about integrity. You talk about...
He's a man with no integrity.
9 out of 10
the thing
is,
with Ethan is...
And you're getting persuaded.
He's consistently been a man with no integrity.
Yeah.
That goes without saying. He's allowed political agendas to cloud his vision on every single week of the 9 out of 10 club. It's not about taste or food or integrity. It's about vendettas and politics. And it always has been. And that's we have to accept and love about Ethan.
That's
but
fine.
The word integrity has never been associated with Ethan.
Listen, I think I am an integral man. So
I've
listened to what you've said, Drew. I've listened to what you said, Drew. It's not in.
They're nice.
They're nice, but they're not 9 out of 10.
I can't believe coffee didn't get in.
I'm so sorry.
How has coffee not got in? Honestly.
I don't know. I've got another feature, surprise feature, if you won't mind doing it. Do you know, like, Joe versus Joey's on a break? But I think in the new year, we'll have to bring it back to see who wins overall. Cause it's 1-1. I thought we'd do Ethan versus himself. Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Ethan, I've got some questions for you.
Oh, all right, Drew.
We're going to test you. Joe versus Joe is normally me versus Joe in a battle of smartness.
Wits.
That thing. Have you got your phone on you?
Just to take notes, if possible.
We're going to do a quiz for you, Ethan James, to see how many you get right.
All right, yeah. I'm up for that. This is a surprise, but I'm ready for it.
You like surprises, don't you?
You do like surprises. You ready?
Ooh. God, that audio was horrible there. Don't shout that loud, but yes, I'm ready.
Question number one.
Oh, fucking hell. Stop.
What?
It's just loud. All right.
Yeah, don't talk.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Go.
Question number one. What is Manisha's favourite film?
Oh, God.
Have you got the answers from Manisha already?
No, but I will do.
So we'll have to get Manisha to announce the answer before Ethan says his.
Yeah.
Do I need to write this down?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, I need to write it down. And Ethan, what Ethan will do is, can you see Manisha there?
No, but if Manisha, would you be able to just stand here? You won't be on camera, but just so you can tell us the answers before.
All you've got to do is say yes or no if he gets it right or not, because we're going to put him into the test, you see. He's always testing.
Now, I'd like her to announce the answer first, and then Ethan shows us his.
You've got to write down, or should he say what he thinks it is?
No, Manisha goes first.
Because I don't want. I think he might cheat.
No, he needs to write it down first.
I can show my answer to the camera.
Okay.
Have you read it?
What is Manisha's favourite film? Okay, should we reveal? Manisha, what is your favourite film?
Begin Again.
And Ethan put?
I think I was close. I put Bollywood Shite.
Right, 1-0 to Manisha. Question number two.
Fucking hell.
Is that racist?
Did Manisha?
That's racist.
Do we have
to
call that racist? It's not racist. It's not racist.
Oh my God.
Question number two. Did Manisha have any family pets? And if so, what were they called?
Yes, I know this one.
Oh dear.
Have you written it down?
Want the type of animal?
Yep, I've wrote it down.
I can't believe you said that.
Okay.
What is it, Manisha? Oh, what was your family pets? Any family pets, Manisha?
Yeah, I had a beagle called Homie.
A beagle called Homie? Ethan?
Yes, I've written, if you can read that, it says Homie. Maybe it's not in focus,
but... bring it back towards your face, because that's where it's in focus.
Oh.
We believe
you. Oh, it's very little.
Homie, I believe you.
I'll do it bigger from now on.
Question
so you got
number
one point,
three.
He's got 1 point.
What is Manisha's ideal date? Date night.
Ooh, date night rolls around.
Yeah.
What would Manisha like it to be?
Mm.
And how does it look?
What it's really like, not this Bunny Jackson thing you're going on.
Well,
And the answer, I don't think the answer is going to be Premier League years either. But Newcastle finished second. I think Keegan actually did the right thing. They did have to go to to Forest.
Right.
Okay.
Let me think.
Okay, you can't.
sorry. Just making sure.
You should know, shouldn't you?
Three, two.
Maybe one. Ethan goes first on this
one. We need an answer.
Go on, Ethan. What was the ideal date?
Well, I was going to say a trip to Buddy Jackson's, but that was scrapped. Maybe what else shall I whack in there?
Well, should we just go with that? Because that's the answer you've got.
And maybe just a bit of a night in.
That's not a date, is it?
A night in.
A night in. That's like 50% of nights. Or a night out.
A trip.
You need to be more specific.
Or a trip to this place. I'm going to write down. I'll see what she says.
Well, then, okay. Mini shirt. While she writes that down, where's your
ideal
date?
Date night?
I was
going to
say Bunny Jackson's, but
she was going to say Bunny Jackson's. What is it?
Fish and chips in Blackpool.
And what did Ethan you James.
I'll put the Adelphi pub in Preston.
Pub in Preston.
And final one, so who is Manisha's favourite artist, music artist?
Oh, okay. Shit.
You can't, you're not allowed to just say answer number one again.
Okay, yeah. All right, okay.
Favourite musical artist? What's your favourite musical artist?
I don't know.
Blossoms?
Maybe, yeah. Stone Roses, The Smiths, anything like that.
You love it, don't you?
Yeah, I love it.
You proper love it, you. It's a shame about Excess Manchester, innit?
Okay.
You were right in there.
Yeah, boy, shit.
Slagging it off. Right. Ethan James, what's Manisha's favourite artist? Actually, no. Manisha, can you reveal the answer first?
The neighbourhood. There you go. Neighbourhood.
Hey!
Nice. There you got that one.
Well done.
Yay! Thank you.
Did well there, actually.
Thank you.
What did you get? Two out of four.
Well there, Ethan.
Thank you.
How'd you suss yourself? How was it for you?
I got about 50%, didn't I? So that's really strong. That's
better than he got in his degree. So that's not bad. You know what I mean? Better than he got at school.
I got a first in my degree, actually.
Oh, I love that.
Fucking
good stuff.
So this is probably the last time we'll speak to our lovely people before Christmas.
Unless you're on Patreon. So, you'll be getting a Christmas special where we're going to be reviewing all of the festive Christmas offerings for all of the big chains. You're talking the festive pie from McDonald's, the festive bake from Greggs, all sorts. If they're bringing it out, we're trying it. We're talking coffees from Starbucks.
Yes.
Every single thing you can possibly... Yeah, everything, mate.
Big bill, isn't it?
700 quid.
I'm not spending 700 quid.
So check out the Patreon if you haven't already. How are you feeling now compared to when we started? Because it's been tough, hasn't it?
It's been tough, and we just got to be. It was tough to start off with, and it's nice. It's just a nice. It's just been nice, hasn't it?
Do you feel all right now? Do you feel a bit better?
Maybe. I just wanted the listeners to know, we tried. We did, though, didn't we?
I think it's been good.
I enjoyed it.
It's not ready for Christmas, are you?
I'm not ready for Christmas. What are your hopes for Christmas, Ethan? I'll ask you the same thing, John.
Probably world peace would be number one.
Mm. Crikey, for Christmas.
But if you can only have peace in one country, which would it be?
Ukraine.
Good on you.
Great answer.
What's your hope for Christmas? What do you
spend
want?
Spend time with loved ones.
Yeah.
We get invited to more places. Have people respond to my invites as well.
Yeah, well, I've responded now.
It took me to bring it up to you, didn't it?
Prompted in real life.
Quick fire Christmas round before we go.
Go on then.
Favourite Christmas film? Go.
Home Alone.
Ethan? That's what it's fucking is.
Home Alone as well, yeah.
Yeah, I bet it fucking is.
It's like a documentary for you, that one, isn't
it? Yeah.
Get out. His mum's gone as well.
Do you know the bit where, on Home Alone, where she goes, Kevin! Ethan's mum never says that bit.
Not asked.
She just gets back and goes, oh, fucking hell, you were here.
In his own piss and
what
shit.
What is your favourite Christmas film? In his hutch.
In his hutch.
We've got a massive hutch in the garden.
Yeah, that's where you slept.
A massive what?
Eve.
Massive hutch. It's got two levels to it.
Has it?
What do you mean? What's the hutch for?
For the rabbits, but one of them. Oh, we've replaced
your mum killed another animal. Is that what you're saying? How many is on her list now? Two guinea pigs, a hamster,
two,
a beaver,
two, three. Three rabbits and a cat.
pink. Like Fantastic Mr. Fox, your mum, isn't she?
But she's, killer, sorry, star, she's not it? Killer them all. These are the pets that we've lost in my time.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do a little thing at the end of the podcast where we have the pets rolling by and the years.
That'd be
some
nice.
Slow music and black and white.
You know, right. Ethan can edit that. It's very what's your favourite Christmas film?
I like Santa Claus 2.
Two?
Watched it last night. What a fucking film. Why have you seen Santa Claus?
I've seen the Santa Claus 1.
Yeah, it's fucking... Why have you not seen 2?
Because 1 was fine.
That's great. Favourite Christmas song?
Probably Merry Christmas War is Over. John Lennon. What's yours?
Stop the Cavalry. Ethan?
What's yours, Ethan? Lonely This Christmas?
No, it's Christmas Lights by Coldplay.
Of course it is, Ethan.
That is awful. Jesus. That is tragic, that, Ethan.
Oh, Christmas lights, light up the sky.
They do it with a lot more passion and vigour than that.
They don't, though, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. what's your favourite item on the Christmas menu? On the Christmas plate?
Roast potatoes.
Ethan?
I like belly pork.
Nah, it's not. That's, I'm not accepting that.
Pigs and blankets.
Right, yeah.
No, every year we
many people
to call
have belly pork. Or yeah. Do they not call it pork belly?
People call it both.
It's open to interpretation.
Honestly, Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking fuck Christmas.
We blame the technical difficulties, but we've got some thinking to do here.
I hope everyone can hear this podcast.
It'd be a fucking
miracle if they can't.
Just right, get to the end of this. You're our sloppers.
It's peaked so many times. I apologise to all of yous, and I hope yous have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we just had a really bad build-up to this one. And it's a Christmas miracle we got it complete. But we've been here for a while. Hopefully they've enjoyed it. You brought fucking cold coffee. As the last thing before Christmas, a cold flat white.
What did you bring last week?
I brought chili cheese bites, which were a fucking disgrace they didn't get in.
Yeah.
Disgrace.
I bought some from Tesco last night because I was inspired. They weren't as nice as your ones.
Unbelievable that they didn't get in.
So, what's our final words to the sloppers before Christmas?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. You alright, Joe?
Yep.
Just
I am alright.
Pick it up.
Alright.
Pick it up, Ethan.
Right. See you later. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
Christmas. Get on Patreon because we've got a Patreon Christmas special coming. Get on Patreon.
Just get on Patreon.
We'll be better then.
Fuck it.
And wave, Ethan. Oh, yeah. Bye, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas.